Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The place of radio's greatest era, live from New York, is Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait.
Kevin McCullough, I'm
sorry. Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Welcome to Saturday. Glad to have you with us.
Wow, that music went away quickly.
Hey, welcome. We got a big, big show for you tonight. Bill Boyce, the man, the myth, the legend of the talk radio history, is going to be with us tonight. There's some big things to talk about with him. And in hour number two, we're going to open up the ladies' lounge and visit with Kelsey Bowler tonight. She is a documentary filmmaker. She's been with us and debuted films before. She has a brand new one that is just incredible. And that was a mighty nice shot. What was that? That's the Empire State Building, Ivan? Or is it the Chrysler Building? That's the Empire State Building. Which my kids, just minutes ago, I mean less than an hour ago, they were watching Independence Day for the first time, and they saw the Empire State Building blow up. They were distraught by that. I felt bad for them. But it's okay, because when the USA kicked the aliens at the end, both my boys agreed. Best movie ever. So anyway, we're just enjoying summer, like hopefully you are as well. Anyway, welcome to Saturday. And then in the we can put the big board back up. In the new music spotlight tonight, Tasha Layton, an artist that is somewhat new. But she's got a song that's in the top 10 on the charts tonight. She's going to debut that in the new music spotlight. And then we've got a second rendition from her a little bit later on. Going to be looking forward to all of those. Now, it has really been an interesting week this last week. The markets did better than they had been anticipated doing, which I don't know how long that will last, but I was glad to see what had happened by Friday. But you had a number of other interesting things take place that I want to talk to you about tonight, because I think it's important. When we talk about, and you'll hear a phrase tonight, I'm pretty sure, especially when I'm speaking with Phil Boyce and Kelsey Bowler a little bit later, you're going to hear the term culture war quite a bit. What the culture is doing, how the culture is responding, what's going on in these different areas of life and what it all means. And as a result of that, you need to ask yourself the question, are we being successful in the strategies to impact the culture that we hope are being effective in terms of things that we are doing? And I think I have some pretty good evidence that we are being successful tonight. This story just coming across my radar within the last couple of days, but about 60%, so 6 out of 10 abortion clinics in about 11 states with near total or heartbeat abortion bans in place have shut down in the months since the Roe v. Wade case was overturned at the Supreme Court. So 11 states, here's the ones that they included: Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas, had a total of 71 clinics that had previously provided abortions for people that walked in. As of July 24th, that was on June 24th, as of July 24th, only 28 clinics offering abortions, all located in the states that have six-week abortion bans. So that's just in Georgia, Ohio, South Carolina, and Tennessee. Guttmacher found, and Guttmacher is the polling group that does all of the Planned Parenthood stuff. So you know, if they're saying that it's good for the pro-lifers, you know it's probably better than they're reporting. But Texas, where the state's pre-Roe near total ban is being enforced, had the most clinic closures, 23 in total, followed by Alabama, which lost 5 clinics, Oklahoma, which also lost 5, and Arkansas, which closed up shops on 2 clinics. But see, when you have a breakthrough, when you have a victory, when you have a long-time desire, strategy, effort, You know, it's one thing to see the ruling come down. It's one thing to hear all the pundits go crazy, all the pro-abortion guys, you know, like, oh, this is going to torture women. That's literally what they're saying now. I don't know if you've noticed. Elizabeth Warren is out there saying that these crisis pregnancy centers, which evidently she just discovered. Like, it's really amazing to me, like, before the Dobbs decision, she didn't have any clue that there were 3-to-1 crisis pregnancy centers in Massachusetts to abortion clinics in her own state. She had no clue. Didn't have time to worry about it. Now that Dobbs is overturned, oh, all of a sudden, those crisis pregnancy centers are the bane of her existence, and she calls them torture chambers. You know, and she says they're torturing women that are going in there looking for an abortion. Hey, Elizabeth Warren. How about you and I do a ride-along, and we go to some Planned Parenthood clinics and see how compassionate those Planned Parenthood people are when it comes to women that do have a bit of a conscience about what they're seeking out, and they want to know what other options there are. When Planned Parenthood doesn't offer any other options, they just say, come here and get your abortion or leave. But they don't talk to you about adoption. They don't talk to you about what it's going to take to raise the child if you keep the child and you decide to be a mom to that child. Crisis pregnancy centers do that all the time. They advise women that want to keep their children. They advise women that are going to have the baby for the sake of the baby's life but give it up for adoption. And they even do post-abortive counseling for all the people that the Planned Parenthood clinics have destroyed the lives of. And they help them work through the grief and the loss and the pain that they've experienced. I know Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, these people, they don't want you to know that there's anything negative associated with abortion at all. But there actually is a lot of impact into the life of the woman, sometimes the life of the extended family that is involved, sometimes even the father, great pain that is caused there. And these crisis pregnancy centers counsel the women, counsel the men. They help the moms that decide to keep the babies. They help them get basic supplies like diapers and strollers and playpens and stuff like that. They help them figure out how to balance work and life and get them on a budget and do the things that they need to do to be able to be, you know, a good mom in that early stage of life, which is so vital. And sometimes they'll work in the person's life for up to a year afterwards. So I don't know what the torture is, Elizabeth Warren. I don't know where you're getting this idea, Kamala Harris, that there's a case of pregnancy breaking out all across the country. She actually said something along those lines this last week that, you know, people are getting pregnant every day. Like, oh my gosh, people are getting pregnant. when for the majority of the history of mankind, that's always been a good thing. Oh, life. Wow. God breathed another soul into being. This is good. The reason that they're so desperate, by the way, friends, is very simple. They know they're on the wrong side. And they have to have some sort of stammering, spittle-throwing fit to make people believe that their indignation is a sign that they've been wrong and that they actually are right. But deep inside of who they are, they know that they're wrong. They know that it's wrong to take the life of a living child. Most people do. You don't have to go to class or to church or to anywhere to figure that out. Nature has helped us understand that from the beginning of time, that we don't cannibalize or, you know, murder our young. That's something that goes against nature and nature's God. So I don't know if you're, you know, a Bible believing Christian or if you're someone that walks a different pathway of life. That's what I happen to be, but it really doesn't matter. This is about what we are created for, why we are here, and we're going to touch on that, by the way, because coming up in the second hour tonight, when Kelsey Bowler visits with me, we're going to talk about the looming gender identity issue that is going on, and it's getting worse than you can imagine. Now, I know they nominated a man for the Female Athlete of the Year this last week in the NC2As. Actually, the NC2A decided not to recognize that man as the Female Athlete of the Year. Good on them. They actually picked a real female from the Ivy League, a fencer. But Leah Thomas, the boy who had been swimming in the men's division for 3 years and just finishing in the middle of the pack and had then decided to swim as a woman and broke all the records, shattered everything. That person did not get Athlete of the Year for females in the NC2A, which I think is a good thing. Anyway, we're going to talk about, nature, design. Why are we here? What is the purpose of it all? Before we're done. But coming up before that, my boss from Salem Media of New York is going to sit with us. I want to ask him about a very good write-up that Salem Media, the parent company of some of the radio stations that hear this broadcast this evening, and also the Salem News Channel, which we are broadcasting on alongside of Biz TV. Biz TV goes over the air. Salem News Channel goes over the top. It's on your Apple device or your Roku. Where did all this growth come from, and what are they hoping to do with it? Anyway, good extended long sit-down with my boss, Phil Boyce, of talk radio fame. He found some guys named Rush, Sean, and Levin. He might know a little bit about what he's doing. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. So glad you're with us, and hope you'll be here for the full 2 hours. Tasha Layton in the New Music Spotlight tonight as well. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, it's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, so grateful to have you with us on this Saturday night, where we have lots of fun. And yet to come in hour number two in the Ladies' Lounge, Kelsey Bowler from the Independent Women's Forum has just produced a brand new documentary on the gender identity crisis that is separating children from parents in permanent ways. You're not going to believe what a court in Chicago did to a mom. And we will not only get the story, but we'll have a sample of the documentary coming up in hour number two as well. Looking forward to that, a special ladies' lounge tonight. But you know what? It is interesting, and you've heard me, if you've been listening to this show for the last 9 years, I've told you often how humbled I am to have this presence on the weekends. And the radio stations and the television networks that have carried it and that still put it out, I've always said to God, thank you for giving me this. I want to use this for the better good of society. And those of you that have listened for a long time know this is no strange occurrence. But I am very thankful and honored that I get to be a part of a corporation during the week and here with this show on the weekend. Several of their stations carry this, to be able to be part of the Salem Communications family. And there has been a recent article in the Talkers magazine that has really demonstrated the explosion of what one company committed to a very specific set of ideals has been able to accomplish. And here to join the discussion with me on this is Phil Boyce. He has so many titles within Salem, I don't even know what to call him anymore. He's head of the Salem News Channel. He's head of the Salem Podcast Network. He's head of the Salem Radio Network. He's the operations VP for the New York cluster, which has three radio stations in the New York area that operate under him. But long before Salem, people knew him as the program director at WABC and a couple of other stops. Phil, it's always fun to have you back on the show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. And you missed NNPA, which is our internal show prep service, which
yes.
creates the Daybreak Insider and the Daybreak Daily now, which is kind of a fun project. So I am so lucky to have found Salem about 10 and a half years ago, and they just keep piling it on, and I keep taking it, and every time they ask me to do something, I say, how high do you want me to jump?
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of fun.
I don't think there's any secret to this. When you came to Salem, Salem was at a bit of a crossroads in terms of what it was trying to become and be as a communications company. And the hires of two people that were kind of outside the traditional Salem, long-standing kind of Salem regulars included you and David Santrella before you. David, I actually worked for when he was the GM of the Chicago cluster, only to be snuck away from Chicago by New York and eventually be able to come and work for you here in this market as well. But it's been, I would say it's been the combination of Santrella and Boyce and their real-world experience in bringing people like Jerry Crowley and other people that have real standing within broadcasters at large that has really lit the flame for Salem again. But you weren't content to just make radio good again. You guys said, we got to expand into all this digital stuff. So what is happening and what all do you hope to accomplish?
Well, the article you referred to actually started with The Hollywood Reporter, which is certainly not a conservative publication. It's more Hollywood-based. And about 3.5 years ago, 2019, they wrote this piece with the headline, How Salem Has Quietly Become a Giant in Conservative Media.
Hmm.
And until that article was published, I don't think I'd ever thought of it that way. I just had been building stuff and getting it bigger and better. But at that point, it dawned on me, you know what, they're probably right, and there's more to come. So we took what we were doing at that point and added to it. So you fast forward to today, What have we added now in the last 3 years? SalemNow.com is our own video on-demand platform, and we started that shortly after that article appeared because we wanted a place where our host could have long-form video content that wouldn't be the victim of cancel culture.
Yeah.
And that was really before cancel culture became a thing, but we could see it coming. Well, shortly thereafter, Dennis Prager came out with his documentary, No Safe Spaces. Netflix paid him an advance fee and then realized, oh, wait a minute, this is Dennis Prager. We don't want to publish his documentary. And they just said, you go ahead and keep the money. We're not going to publish this. And he took it to Salem Now. We put it on, and in a couple of months, we sold $1 million worth of downloads, and a lot of people saw that documentary, the one that he did with Adam Carolla.
Right.
Shortly thereafter, it happened again. Larry Elder came out with a documentary called Uncle Tom, and nobody would touch it. The name was controversial. We thought it was a little controversial, frankly, but we were willing to take his documentary onto our platform, and in a couple of months sold $3 million worth of downloads. Now you fast forward to just a couple of months ago when we took Dinesh D'Souza's documentary and we actually invested in that one. This is the first time Salem has actually invested in our own documentary.
Right.
And that was, of course, 2,000 Mules. We spent about $3 million. I wish it was $3 million.
The return would be even better.
It would be better. A good return on investment. But about half of that money was to make the movie. The other half was to market the movie. We used our platform at Salem Now to help market that movie, which, by the way, Dinesh had not used before. And it, I take that back. He did use it with the Trump card. So he had some experience with us and documentaries. So that was just another facet of what Salem can do when we put our minds to it. But so you fast forward to a couple of months ago, I'm talking to Michael Harrison at Talkers, which is really the Bible of talk radio and the talk media. And I rattled off a lot of these things that you just rattled off, Salem Now, Salem Podcast Network, Salem News Channel, and all of the new stuff that we've done. And he said, Phil, I really had no idea you were doing all of this. Why don't you give me some bullet points, and I'll write a feature article? So they did, and that's what you were referring to.
Yeah.
It came out a couple of weeks ago. And identified Salem as really the up-and-coming player in this space because of all of the things that we've been able to do here in the last few years.
Yeah, and friends, if you want to read that article, by the way, and it's very informative, even if you're not a media person, it's very instructive to see what one company has been able to try to accomplish. It's still up at talkers.com. You can just go to talkers.com and get it there. You can also probably find it through their social media pages as well. Phil, I've got more stuff I need to talk to you about, so can you stick around for another segment?
I'd be happy to.
Let's do
pay
that.
The bill.
Let me pay some bills, and then we'll get there. We're coming right back. And again, thanks to all the partners that make this broadcast available every Saturday night. More than 300 radio stations, 2 television networks, 1 a broadcast network over the air, and 1 over the top, OTT, the Salem News Channel and Biz TV, helping us get the word out tonight. And we're grateful for every single one of them. Coming right back, Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
And yet to come tonight on Radio Night Live, the New Music Spotlight with Tasha Layton, plus a very special documentary in store from Kelsey Bowler in the Ladies Lounge. That's all straight ahead. Don't forget, tonight being brought to you for the first time by Upside, the app. Actually get paid when you pay for gasoline. Upside app. Use promo code FUEL to save more money and you get a $5 rebate on your first purchase. That's Upside app. Promo code FUEL.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19 again. His positive test result happened 3 days after he tested negative for the virus on Tuesday and Wednesday. The White House says it is a rare rebound case following treatment with an antiviral drug. White House physician Kevin O'Connor said in a letter that the president has experienced no reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel quite well. Biden will re-enter isolation for at least 5 days. Some residents have returned to their homes in eastern Kentucky to begin the cleanup after floods devastated the region. Rachel Patton tells Sky News what it was like to escape danger.
We had to swim out, and it was cold. It was over my head, so yeah.
At least 25 people, including 4 children, have died. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the number of fatalities would likely go up. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, it's Radio Night Live, and I'm kind of a geek when it comes to this stuff. I love media. If you've listened to my show, you know how I got started in this business. I made a fake radio station in my bedroom when I was like 8 years old. Later, hardwired my grandfather's CB radio to a magnetized antenna at the top of our gutters on our house and got in trouble with the police for broadcasting on their channel. But this is the kind of stuff that it's always intrigued me. And to have the opportunity to be part of a company that is doing something really revolutionary, but not just to be revolutionary, there's an actual purpose for why Salem Communications is doing what they are doing. And joining me tonight is Phil Boyce. And Phil, I know you could be doing anything with your Saturday evening. Thank you for sharing some of it with us. We're always very grateful to have a piece of your time. A number of years ago, there were these novel things that radio broadcasters were doing, and they had these little webcams on their laptops that sat at the side of their soundboard, and people like Rush Limbaugh and some others would speak into the little mini cam that was on their laptop, and it would go to a thing called a chat room, and people were logged in watching this guy do his radio show and typing back to him while he was doing it, and it was oh so cutting edge. And on my first run with Salem here in New York, we actually had that for the 3 p.m. afternoon show on AM 570. But we've really taken that concept to a whole different level in so many different ways. And Phil, I'm curious, you know, when people think of making content now, it is not simply a radio broadcast or a television segment or even a piece of written copy. Good content can actually go into all of those places and more because of the technology we have. How did that reality shape what you're doing now with Salem Communications?
Well, that's a good question. I think let's not forget ever that talk radio started it all.
Yep.
And talk radio wasn't really a thing until Rush Limbaugh burst onto the scene and really kind of was the grandfather of this whole format. And talk radio and AM radio, I think, particularly where a lot of talk stations live, will always be strong. But in the last few years, we've realized that if we want to reach people where they are, we have to go where they are. So we've created the Salem Podcast Network. You can now listen to us on demand. The difference between the Salem Podcast Network and, let's say, over-the-air radio is that over-the-air radio is generally live, and you can take calls and interact with a host. Podcasting, you basically post that program. They're usually an hour or under. You post it up on, if we post it on our server, like Omni, it'll go out to 100 places where podcasts can be heard. Yep. We then put it up on YouTube. We put it up on Rumble. And, of course, you talked about the cameras. We started putting cameras in the studios about 3 or 4 years ago, and we just kept getting a little bit better. I'll never forget when I was able to get Dave Santrella to approve my request to buy the TriCaster, which that little gizmo that acts as a little server box. And it's the way that we get the TV part of the broadcast out to the signal. And we bought four of those. They were $22,000 each. And I gulped very hard about buying that piece of equipment. Now I'm signing invoices for $1 million or more. We built the studio in L.A. at KRLA, right down the hall from where Dennis Prager was broadcasting. That was $1.3 million that I couldn't believe, again, that Ed Atzinger, our executive chairman of the board, approved. But they said, look, we're going to get into this with both feet. We've got to buy equipment. We then did the same thing in Washington, D.C. We built a studio there for the same amount of money. So we've been investing in this now for a year or two, and we're now starting to see the fruits of our labor. You can go watch Salem News Channel on salemnewschannel.com. You can download the app either on the Apple Store or the Android Store. You can go to Roku. I was just watching it down the hall here at my house, and I'm watching it on Roku. And it looks just like a TV channel, and that's where the way's going. We thought about going out on cable, but it's so expensive to get out there. And with people cutting the cord all the time, I mean, this year probably 2-3 million will drop cable and just watch online television at home. We thought, you know, we don't need to go on cable. We can just put it up online, let people watch it.
Well, and it's one of those things where if you're in the right spots, you mentioned podcasting earlier, you get it hosted at the right place, then every aggregator can pick it up. And the Salem News Channel, which is the over-the-top service that carries this television show on Saturday night, is available in the Android universe and in the Apple universe. And that's really all you need. Once you have the apps that are able to be downloaded, whether it's to a Roku device or to Apple TV or to some other device that you may have, a smart television, etc. These things become instantaneously accessible. And Phil, I want to talk about, and I'm going to need to keep you just a little bit longer, because I want to talk about the biggest thing that we haven't touched on yet, which is the purpose that all of this is being done for. Stay right here. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Nightlife. Don't go away.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves by me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to be back with you. Radio Night Live, every Saturday night, right here at the same time. And we have the unique opportunity to be live across hundreds of radio stations and two television networks all at the same time, streaming, broadcasting, audio and video, and then it's all on demand for what you want to get afterwards. And coming up tonight, just in a few minutes, the New Music Spotlight. Tasha Layton, a brand new voice to the CCM scene, and she has a song in the top 10 this week, and looking forward to hearing from her in just a moment. But a few more minutes with my boss,
He literally is my boss. He handpicked me. He plucked me out of obscurity and said, here, do a fill-in stint in L.A. for a while. And then, when that didn't work out so well, he said, okay, come on back to New York. That's where you belong anyway. And, Phil, you know how much I'm grateful to you for everything that you've done. But we were talking about the different kind of ethos that Salem puts out. And when it comes to why you're wanting to be in all of these places, on all of these platforms, with the video and the audio and the podcast and the video on demand and the Salem News Channel and all the rest, there's a rationale behind it, Phil. What is that rationale?
Well, I like to talk to people about the Salem worldview. Most companies don't really have a worldview, and certainly not one like ours.
Yeah.
And our worldview is that America is a great country, but it is under attack. And it's in jeopardy. Our whole way of life is in jeopardy. And you talk about it on your show a lot, and all of our hosts talk about it. It's just coming from the top of our company that something needs to be done. And talk radio, fortunately, is one of the last bastions where this can actually be discussed. You look at what the mainstream media has done and the cancel culture has done and how the left has attacked us on every front. And we have a battle here. We're in the middle of a culture war, and we have to win this war. And it's not a war with bloodshed and bullets. It's a war of ideas. Well, who has better ideas than us at talk radio? And so we have to get those ideas out to as many places as possible. And that's why our executive chairman of the board, Ed Asinger, who founded the company in 1974, that's what he believes in. That's what Dave Santrella, my boss, who's our CEO, believes in. David Evans, the COO of the company. I have these meetings. In fact, I was just out at company headquarters this week. And we're talking all the time about how are we going to accomplish this and how can we make money at it. I mean, look, we're not just here to win the ideological war. We're here to be a good business and yeah. make money for our stockholders.
So well, you're publicly traded, so there's a fiduciary exactly. responsibility. And that example exactly. needs to be carried through as well. I mean, you don't want the morals network being the one that, you know, chooses the shareholder, which we don't. So that's the good part. Phil, when you've been in the culture war for a long time, as if people are familiar with your career, you were there at the start of Rush Limbaugh. You discovered Sean Hannity and Mark Levin. You have continued to mentor radio voices and communicators throughout the rest of your work. How has the culture war changed from the early days of what you saw to what you feel like you're up against now?
Well, the left is getting away with stuff that I never dreamed would be possible. We've always had these issues. You know, you can go back to WABC, where I had to fire Bob Grant a year into my tenure there. And 11 years later, after Disney sold us, I got to hire him back. So that was a pretty good thing. But the culture war has always been a part of what I've been involved in. But I've never seen it like this. I've never seen it where I actually thought the country could slide off over the cliff. And I do think that. And now, I didn't think that before. I just thought, you know, we've got to fight the battle. Now, yeah. I know why. And it's for, not just for me, it's for my kids and my grandkids and the country that we're going to leave to them. So, you know, we're in this to win this. And it's a tough battle. It really is.
Let me ask a pretty sticky question for some networks. How did Trump change the equation?
Yeah, I think Trump became the face of a movement. And I think there were a lot of people on the conservative side and the Republican side that were so deeply frustrated with the direction in the country. And when we would do research, we would see it pop up. And it really wasn't left versus right that would come out. It would be right versus wrong. And look, let's face it, there's some Republicans that aren't really as committed to this. We call them winos. And those Republicans in name only have been along for the ride for way too long. You can't be a rhino anymore. You've got to be in the fight. Trump took the fight to them. There's certainly some things Trump did and said that I don't agree with, but he did provide a reason to exist for the conservatives in the party. And now that we've got a taste of that, and we saw how successful he was We've got to get back to that, and that's why we fight these battles all the time.
Setting aside what he did for the political side of that issue, what did he do for the era of talk media?
Well, you know, he was the first president, I think, that really understood talk media. So he would use it. He would watch it. He was, of course, a watcher of Fox News Channel. And this is the first time that anybody could see a president of the United States having that kind of impact. And so he understood the media culture. And he understood the left versus right part of it. I mean, you go back to his original days as Celebrity Apprentice or whatever that show
was.
Yeah, he got the media, no question. I think that was his secret sauce. That was his secret strength.
Well, there was certainly never a day during his administration that me and my colleagues didn't have an abundance of things to discuss. And in many ways, oftentimes positive, that had not been in years past to that. And drawing the contrast now, we've only got a minute left. We have seen as much regression in a single presidential term as I believe I've ever witnessed in the modern era, and I only have been tracking presidents since Nixon. But I think for most of the American history, perhaps with Woodrow Wilson being the exception, I've never seen a country go backwards as fast as we have. And I'm curious, Phil, just 30 seconds, what do you think talk media's role will be in that problem?
You mean in bringing it back?
Yeah.
I think we're crucial. I think we are the answer to bringing it back. Because, look, we're the one place where you can have a discussion about differing ideas. You can't have that on the left. They don't want to hear it.
Congratulations to you, Phil, and to Dave Santrella and the whole team at Salem. Obviously, you play a huge role in what's going to happen, and we're just pleased to have you tonight. Thanks for being here.
Keep doing what you're doing, Kevin. We love having you part of the platform, and we're in this fight together.
Yeah, amen to that.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the New Music Spotlight stage, please welcome Tasha Layton.
Look what you've done. How could you fall so far? You should be ashamed of yourself. So I was ashamed of myself. The lies I believed, they got some roots that run deep. I let them take a hold of my life. I let them take control of my life. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all the roots up. Shame is gone. I thought I was too broken. Now I see you were breaking new ground inside of me. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all my roots up. I feel you healing all my wounds up. All I can say is hallelujah. Look what you've done. Look what you've done to me. You spoke your truth into the lies.
Chart-topping music for Tasha Layton tonight on the New Music Spotlight stage. Kevin McCullough reminding you tonight's episode being brought to you in part by Upside App. Get paid.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
60-day